use it anywhere. It's just so I can go listen. So how long have you been battling addiction?
Since I was 13.
How old are you now?
51.
How many years?
So that's...
I can't do math.
40... Let me see. That would be 38 years.
38 years. Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
So what was your housing situation like during your addiction? So that would be diet and food. Yeah.
Yeah. I've always worked.
And you lived with your parents, correct? What, from 13
to... When I was a kid,
until
I was 17. Graduated 17. High school when I was 17, yeah. Yeah.
So what did it look like after you moved out? Were you in your own apartment? Were you living with friends?
Moved to Mount Holly Ski Resort.
Okay.
So with friends, yeah. My roommate was the pot dealer of the ski resort.
Love that. Yeah. How was your health care while you were in addiction?
Well, I worked and did drugs, you mean?
Well, like...
And as far as what do you mean?
Was healthcare provided to you? Were your parents provided you with healthcare, right? You went to the pediatrician?
No. I didn't go to the pediatrician.
Okay.
I mean, as a child, yes.
Yeah, as a child.
But as an adult, if I had something wrong, yeah, I got healthcare.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Yeah. Were you employed the whole time you were battling addiction?
Yep.
Awesome. Same job, plenty of different jobs. How many would you say?
Three different ones.
Three. Okay.
I mean, over a 35-year period.
Yeah. Okay. Did you attend any other addiction recovery programs before Next Level Recovery?
Absolutely.
How many?
Three.
Do you think those programs failed you? And if so, why?
Absolutely. Because when you're done, you're released. You go to treatment for 6 months or 30 days and you get out and you go right back to where your addiction was and the same people around, whether it be your wife, the same environment.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no support. You just dropped off. There it is. It's within 2 weeks.
Okay, so how would you describe your relationships during your addiction? That would be with your parents, your siblings, your significant others, etc.
Yeah, I don't talk to my family when I'm using. Not much. Short and brief.
What was the darkest time during your addiction? It could be like a month-long period, it could be years, whatever you think.
It was the 5 months prior to going to jail. And this would be, I went to jail March, would be 3 years. So, 3 years ago now.
Did you only go to jail once?
No, I've been many times.
Okay. So this was the most recent time you went to jail?
The last time I went to jail.
Perfect.
And that was 3 years ago. The 5 months prior to that was the worst. Because I wasn't working, I was on the run, I was, you know, I had money, but it was just... You can have purpose, and I had purpose.
Yeah, exactly. So was this period your turning point where you decided, I want to get sober, I want to, you know, better myself?
No. When I got out and went to Next Levels, when it really started. When you go to jail, you always say you want to be sober.
Right.
I got to quit doing this.
Yeah.
But that's not as meaningful as... Well, after a year after sobriety... When you get out a year later, after going through treatment and everything, that's when it really hits home. That's when you know that it's... Because you find joy in normal stuff.
Right.
To where before you're addicted to chaos and all the people and the partying and... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So your turning point, you would say, is... Did you come to Next Level Recovery right after you got out of jail?
Yep.
And that's your turning point.
Yep. About 6 months after that, I would say. Because you got to work through a lot of things.
Yeah.
Find out why. And it's all emotional pain with everybody.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. So, tell me about your first few weeks here at Next Level Recovery in the house. Or what? How did you feel about coming in?
Prior to coming in, I put it off for a month. So, I went down to my mom's, hung out with her, saw my brothers and stuff. And kept putting it off. And then I was anxious. I just didn't know. I feared the unknown. And when I got there, it was great right away. Scott was a good house manager. He cared.
Good.
you get you used to have other people that are sober, and you make new, making friends, building your life. It works. This actually works.
Good. So what were your initial feelings? Would you say you were confident coming in? Would you say you were really scared and didn't want to be here? Would you say...
I was anxious coming in.
Right.
Once I got there, I was relieved. Because they were very welcoming.
Good.
Yep.
So this is kind of a confusing question, and I don't know how to word it differently, but do you recall when you first began to connect two positive influences in your life? Maybe that be job opportunities while you're in recovery. Maybe
I would say
that
the first month in sober living, yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. And it's just gotten better since.
That's really
good.
More
and more and more. That's why this program works, is because they have the sober living with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going to treatment and going back home, doesn't work. Because you go back to around the same people that you were using.
Yeah, same environment.
You might not be using with them,
yeah.
But you're using there.
Yeah.
And they might, you know?
Right. So you were employed the whole time, right? And then you were employed while you were in housing, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right away.
Perfect. So can you tell me about a basic day at the recovery house? What was your schedule kind of like with food, et cetera?
Yeah.
When you first came in.
Oh, well, I get up, go to work, make breakfast, make a lunch, because I'm trying to eat healthy. Go to work, get off, come here for 3 hours for group, and go home, probably pick up dinner usually on the way home, and go to bed. That was my first 6 months, that's pretty much. It's pretty full with treatment work.
Did you like having that set schedule, or are you more of like a...
Got tough at first. No, I'm a set schedule guy.
Good.
For sure.
I am too, so...
Yeah, I like the one
I get it. So, I think I know the answer to this, but how did the environment make you feel here at Next Level Recovery, in the houses, etc.? Were you really comfortable
totally
with everybody?
Comfortable. Yep, absolutely.
It's really good.
Yep.
I've heard that from everybody, which makes me really happy. Did you witness any other success stories with anybody else while you were here? I'm sure you did.
What do you think the percentage is? 40?
Define success story.
Like, people who get a job and
yeah,
staying
get a
sober.
Job
and I'd say 50. We might even better than that.
Long term, though, are we just talking?
What are you talking? Just a pretty technical question.
Because we've been
just,
here.
You've
been there for like
yes,
2 years.
The answer is yes.
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 I have witnessed success stories. I was trying to think of the percentage earlier when I was in the shower. Because it's 10 nationally, right? Or is it 1 nationally?
1 in 10.
1 in 10.
Recover long
term. So 10%.
What do you think for short term for people? Obviously, most people are going to be... I feel like pretty successful while they're here at least, but...
You're asking me, do I see short-term success?
Yeah.
A lot of it. 80%.
You think 80?
Oh, yeah. Because we come in, we got there, we lost 1 out of 10. We lost 1 out of 15. So, you know what I mean? At least 80.
Yeah.
What do you think for long-term?
I'm going to say that's where that 40 came in. What do you think, 40, 50?
I wouldn't say 50, except
40.
Half.
40% long-term.
30 to 40%.
Okay, well, that's pretty good.
People really make it. You know, the people that make it really make it. But,
right.
You know, there's a lot that don't, but that's just treatment.
Okay. Are you still living in housing?
Yep, still living.
Okay,
Mill Creek.
Cool. So, your schedule is different, correct, than it was that you just told me about?
Right.
Different, okay.
What do I do now?
Yeah, how confident were you when you decided to switch from this schedule to what you're doing now, you know? Were you...
I was scared.
Good? Scared?
Yep. Oh, boy. Because and then I got off probation, and that was another mile marker that was like, this is the real test, but it wasn't. Because you build new habits, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've always said that year, you get through a year, you do a year first. I was like, whatever. I'm clean. It's been 30 days. I'm fine. I'm good.
Yeah.
But you're not. It does take a year. Then we started. So we do golf is what we've been doing a lot. Like, we go to the gym 4 nights a week. Five?
Five.
Tonight we're missing because here. But normally.
I already went. So
That's awesome.
So work, go to the gym. Get home, we'll make dinner. A little self-care, watch some TV.
Good. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, it's good. Weekends, we golf.
That's good.
Go shopping. We shop for the house.
Fun.
Supplies.
Yeah.
And we get our groceries for the week. Yeah.
So you were pretty scared to leave, but what were your specific stresses, I guess, when you were changing it up?
Using again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was my stress.
That's a valid stressor. What were you confident about?
Not using again. My support system. That's what I was confident about.
That's really good. Okay. Did you feel that you were better equipped to stay abstinent after leaving?
Absolutely.
Yes. Great. So I know you were employed, but did you feel like you had more employment opportunities, more job offers, more, you know, feel like you were more qualified to get a job after you left?
Well, I just, so I don't know. Yeah. I mean, not really.
Jobs. Well, you get more jobs and you're more confident about doing the jobs because you're better.
Because I work for myself. Physically, for sure.
Spiritually.
Yes.
Your workload, you know, the drive that you have and the wanting to go to work has changed greatly.
That's great to hear. So tell me what your home life and relationships look like now with your family, with...
Oh, they're good. So good.
Really?
Yeah, they're excellent. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's really, really good to hear. Do you have anything else significant that you think I should know about or that you want to tell me about in your recovery?
No, that's it. We're good.